where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Environment Canada says heavy rain is expected to continue tonight and tomorrow. A special weather statement continues for Sarnia Lambton. Areas could see 25 to 55 millimeters of rain. Meanwhile, the St. Clair Region Conservation Authority has a water safety bulletin in place. We're being reminded to avoid area watercourses and flooded areas due to dangerous conditions, slippery banks, and cold, swift-moving water. Sarnia police have released surveillance video of a suspect wanted in an early morning home invasion Wednesday morning. It happened at an apartment in the area of Capel and Exmouth Street around 3:15. The video and story is posted to sarnianewstoday.ca. After a four-month search, London police have its third deputy chief. Trina McSween, who is a veteran officer with 26 years of policing experience, was appointed to the position by the police board. She comes to the city from Hamilton Police and is the first woman of color to join London Police's command team. Her appointment also makes her the highest-ranking black woman officer in all of Canada. Improvements are planned at the Real Canadian Superstore in Sarnia. City Hall issued a $2.5 million building permit in March for interior alterations at the Murphy Road grocery store. As Stephanie Shavs reports, it was one of 33 permits issued last month, totaling just under $7.4 million.
Fewer permits were issued during the first quarter of the year, 90 compared to 109 in the first 3 months of 2023. However, the dollar volume is up year over year at $16.2 million compared to $14.8 million during the same time frame last year.
Just two permits were issued last month for single-family homes, bringing the year-to-date total to three. The City of Sarnia is hosting its annual Community Cleanup Day later this month. Volunteers will clean up parks, green spaces, and trails April 20th from 10 until noon. Registrations open until noon tomorrow to receive a cleanup kit. Community Coordinator Rebecca Warren says it's important to clean up these spaces every spring.
As much as we try, litter does occur, so it's a great way to clean up those spaces, improve our environment, and increase that community spirit.
You're asked to call City Hall to register or fill out an online form. You can go to sarnianewstoday.ca for more info. Ford is recalling certain Bronco Sport SUVs from 2022 and 2023 and Escape SUVs from 2022. The company says about 3,000 small SUVs in Canada are at risk of gas leaks that could lead to fires. About 43,000 vehicles were recalled in the U.S. And O.J. Simpson died yesterday from cancer. His family shared the news on social media this morning. The 76-year-old former NFL star stood trial for the double murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman, in the 90s. He was acquitted of murder charges in 1995. Showers tonight and a risk of a thunderstorm on a west wind, low 6 degrees. Showers likely tomorrow, northwest winds gusting to 70 kilometers per hour in the afternoon, temperature steady near 7. Mainly sunny Saturday and windy, high 13, and a mix of sun and cloud Sunday, a 30% chance of showers, high 15 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.